Good evening. Welcome to Revolutions for Minute. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is great.
So tell us a little bit about the group that you're here representing.
Yeah, so I'm here representing the Religious Socialist Working Group.
Great. And what is the Religious Socialist Working Group? I think it's one that's less discussed in the ecosystem of New York City DSA. So tell me a little bit about your group and the goals and what you do.
So I'm a seminarian at Union Theological Seminary and studying to get a Master's of Divinity. And I came across the Religious Socialism Working Group. I just from organizing with students, and I was introduced by someone I met while organizing. And from what I've gathered, the Religious Socialism Working Group in New York City is mostly, you know, a lot of activists, I think, who burn out and find faith, I think is a very popular demographic, and also a lot of faith leaders, either ordained faith leaders or lay leaders. And we're all interested in the kind of, I guess, the intersection of religion and socialism. And there's a long history of religious socialism that I feel like is hidden over in a lot of, you know, in a lot of mainstream understandings of religion. Whether you grew up religious, you probably didn't hear about religious socialism, or if you grew up in a secular environment, then maybe like religious conversations just weren't part of your conversations that you had all the time. So I think what we are all interested in, I guess, is this deep, deep sense of like the liberation tradition within all of our faith traditions, which are very empire critical, which are very critical of, I guess, like oppressive social apparatuses, and how I think we, and how we organize ourselves in response to something different. How can we build a better world? And I think a lot of religious socialists, a lot of people who find themselves in religious spaces who get into either progressive or leftist politics, find themselves wanting to talk to other folks. And that's primarily what we've been. And then I think recently we've been wanting to have, I think, more public conversations to let people know that we exist. So I think that's kind of who we are. That's who we've been to me so far.
Great. And you do have one of your more public-facing conversations coming up next week on Tuesday, October 13th. The title of the event is Faith and Eco-Socialism Beyond Apocalypse. So talk to me a little bit about that event. What can people expect? What's the inspiration for putting this together?
Yeah. You know, this conversation that we're having on Tuesday comes out of, in my life, personally. I mean, it comes out of, I'm from Mississippi. I was raised in a Pentecostal church, very politically conservative, very apocalyptic minded. And I think it was like last year, last December, was home for Christmas having breakfast with my ex-stepfather. And we're talking about politics, and, you know, he's a really big Trump supporter. And he looked at me across the table and he's like, well, you know, you're in seminary. I don't have to tell you what times we're living in. And immediately I'm thinking like, yeah, we're in late stage capitalism. We're in a hegemonic crisis. But I knew for him, he was talking about the end times. And I was thinking like, fundamentally, we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about this like crisis and leadership. We're talking about all of these literally biblical disasters happening. And I knew for him that meant something completely different than me, though, as well. It's very focused on the rapture, the second coming of Jesus, this passing away of this world. And I'm over here thinking, well, like, how do we organize for eco-socialism, or how do we kind of lean into this apocalypse? And I think that's the case for a lot of people. So this conversation is about how apocalypticism saturates American culture very heavily, right? And we have to find a way, I think, as like leftist organizers, as religious socialism, to really speak to this like common sense notion in American culture of the apocalypse. And a lot of it has been co-opted by the right. A lot of it is like very settler colonial. It's very extractivist based. By extractivist based, that means like very, they call it way station theology. Like this world is just a way station to something that's better, some other heavenly realm, you know, like the sinful world's going to pass away. Mm-hmm. And I'm imagining, you know, strip mining, or I'm imagining even like Elon Musk, I would say, is a way station theologian, because the way that he kind of perceives the world of like, let's leave this planet behind. Our destiny is to expand outward, to leave this planet behind. And these aren't just, you know, mystical, spiritual theologies of another world. They have real political consequences. And I think we see that in our political life today. So, A, how do we contend with that and work against that, or work with that in ways that are beneficial towards like a just transition to eco-socialism? And then also, how do we speak as religious people and spiritual people from our own faith traditions authentically about the apocalypse that we find ourselves in? How do we acknowledge that the apocalypse is not something new? Maybe it's just new for like white people, but the apocalypse is something that's been happening for a very long time for many different people. Mm-hmm. So how do we, report out from that? And then also, I guess the biggest and most exciting topic is, how do we actually like build a better world while, you know, thinking about this and practicing as faith communities? And I think that's, most people on our call are going to be very excited about having that conversation. I mean, don't get me wrong, from the conversations I've had with our panelists, we're very excited about talking about doom and how there's no hope. We're definitely like religious in that way. I think we're definitely doomers, but we're going to have some like a little bit of a bloomer conversation about this as well, I feel like.
Very nice. Very nice. And I think that, you know, you make a very cogent point about apocalyptic thinking and how pervasive that is and how open it is to different understandings and different interpretations. So I'm really pleased to see the Religion and Socialism Working Group out there and facilitating a conversation where we can connect these things to capitalism and extractivism and white supremacy, patriarchy, all the things that we're organizing against in our movement. So the event is next Tuesday, the 13th of October. So tell our Revolutions Per Minute audience, if you would, how they can follow your working group and learn more about this event that you're hosting next Tuesday.
Yeah, I think the best way to get connected with us would be religioussocialism.org. You can find us, get connected with our working group here in New York City. Also on Twitter, so we're at Relig Socialism, or R-E-L-I-G Socialism. I think that's the best way. You know, and also, I guess you can feel free to attend the event, reach out to us. I'm pretty sure we'll be plugging ourselves in as well.
Great. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me here. We hope to have you back for another conversation on Revolutions Per Minute, and best of luck with the event.
Oh, great. Thank you.